Step 5, learn about electricity bill savings. Electricity bill savings estimates do not guarantee savings. Electricity bill savings estimates are educated guesses about how much you could save with rooftop solar. They are based on several uncertain factors. Here are some reasons why it's possible that your savings could be lower than the estimate. A. Your future energy use is uncertain. For example, if your family grows, you buy an electric vehicle, or you decide to turn up your air conditioning in the summer, your energy use will go up. B. Electricity prices and rates can change over time. Electricity bill savings estimates typically assume they will escalate, or rise, by a certain percentage each year. The CPUC has capped the assumed escalation rate at 4% for these estimates. Also, your electricity provider may require you to switch to a different rate plan in the future, which could change how much you save. C. Your solar system might perform slightly worse than the estimate assumed. For example, if your area is unusually dusty, the system could generate slightly less energy than estimated. D. If you sell your home, you could incur additional costs. For example, if a buyer doesn't want to take on a lease or PPA, you might have to buy out the contract, which could be thousands of dollars. Before you sign a contract, ask yourself, if the savings end up being lower than the estimated monthly or yearly savings, does getting rooftop solar still make sense to me? How electricity bill savings work. If you go solar, your electricity provider will enroll you in its net energy metering, NEM, or NEM, program. NEM allows you to get a financial credit on your electricity bill when your solar system sends electricity back to the grid after first powering the electricity needs at your house. Usually this credit is approximately equal to the retail rate of energy. This means that you are credited on your bill about the same amount that your electricity provider would have charged you for electricity during that time. NEM and your electricity bill. Consuming and exporting electricity. Since the sun isn't always shining, solar customers also rely on electricity from their electricity provider. After your solar system is interconnected to the grid, your monthly electricity bill will summarize how much electricity you took in or consumed from your electricity provider and how much electricity your solar system sent to the grid or exported. Monthly bill charges, credits, and minimum amounts. If you took in more than you sent out to the grid in any given month, you will see an overall charge on your bill. If you sent out more than you took in, you will see an overall credit. Typically, you will be able to carry forward credits to the next month's bill, and electricity usage charges will not be due until the end of a 12-month period. Note that many electricity providers require solar customers to pay a monthly minimum bill each month just like other customers. This minimum bill may change over time. Time of use rates. PG&E, SCE, and SDG&E solar customers are required to go on a time of use, TOU, rate plan. A TOU rate plan will charge different prices for electricity depending upon the time of day. Prices are typically higher between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m., called peak hours, and lower the rest of the day and at night during off-peak hours. 12-month settlement bill. Typically, at the end of a 12-month period, you will receive a settlement bill, also called a true-up bill, that settles all the credits and charges. Even though going solar can reduce your electricity costs, most customers still owe some money to their electricity provider at the end of the 12 months. See graphic below that shows an example of an electricity bill over a 12-month cycle for a solar customer. Graphic title, example of a settlement, or true-up electricity bill. Graphic caption, this is an example of a settlement, or true-up, electricity bill. It could occur in a different month for you. Graphic description, the graphic is a bar chart with a bar for each month of the year. The bar's heights represent the electricity bill for each month. Each bar is only $10 except for one, which is $560. Some electricity providers give you the option to pay your settlement bill monthly instead of annually. If you choose the monthly option, your payments will be more evenly distributed over the course of the 12 months, and you will not have to worry about paying a potentially large bill once a year. Be clear with your solar provider if you want the monthly option, and double-check with your electricity provider that the correct option was chosen. Though it's rare, if you send out more electricity than you took in over the course of the 12-month period, you are typically eligible to be paid net surplus compensation, which is around 2 to 3 cents per kilowatt hour. Because this rate is lower than the retail rate, it is generally not in your financial interest to install a solar system that produces more energy than you would use over the course of a year. Currently, PG&E, SCE, and SDG&E customers are guaranteed NEM for 20 years from the time their solar system starts operating. Your electricity rate, however, is subject to change. Go to www.cpuc.ca.gov/electric rates for more details on how electricity rates work. If you still have questions after reading or listening this section, you can find help at the additional resources in Step 7 of this guide. Getting environmental credit for going green. When a residential solar system produces electricity, the system is eligible to receive renewable energy certificates, REC, or RECs, which represent the renewable energy that is generated. If you purchase a solar system, you own the rights to these RECs and can make the claim that you're producing clean energy and avoiding emissions of greenhouse gases by going solar. However, if you enter a lease or PPA, the contract may state that the solar provider or someone else owns the RECs. If you do not own the RECs, they can be sold without your knowledge to other customers who use them to make environmental claims or comply with clean energy requirements. And with PACE financing, a local jurisdiction may own the RECs. If owning the RECs is important to you, ask your solar provider who will own the RECs, and check the contract fine print. Combining solar with storage. When you install battery storage with your solar system, you can store excess solar electricity produced by your panels for use in the evening when the sun goes down. The software that comes with battery storage automatically determines whether to store the extra energy or export it to the grid to maximize cost savings. Battery storage can also provide limited backup power. The state-funded Self-Generation Incentive Program, SGIP, provides financial incentives to install storage. See www.cpuc.ca.gov/SGIP for more details on SGIP.